Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
The subject is living in dominion, and this is the second part of it. And last, when we talked about living in dominion, we ended saying that the tendency for dominion is a positive tendency, and this tendency is in our DNA as human beings. Because you're a human being, you have in your nature, God put it there, the tendency for dominion. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. But this positive thing that God has put in all men can be exploited and turned by Satan into domination. Domination is a negative thing. So you can easily fall prey as a human being to the seven instruments of domination. And that is what we are looking at. Dominion talks about true authority. God has given us true authority or dominion, and domination is false authority. Is trying to have authority in a false way. A typical example of somebody who manifests domination is the devil. That's false authority. He doesn't have authority, but he tries to wield authority. So domination is exemplified by Satan, and dominion is exemplified by God. Now today I want us to look at the seven instruments of domination, or the seven evil instruments of dominion. I prefer seven instruments of domination. Now the first one I want to talk to you about is manipulation. Can we all say manipulation? Manipulation. Now, manipulation is the first instrument of dominion, or domination rather, or evil dominion. You know, Jesus Christ left us with instruments of dominion. If you read the Old Testament, the scepter, the ring, or the signet, the throne, the rope, the crown, the name, were all instruments of dominion. Now we want to look at the evil instruments of dominion, and as we go on in the series, we will talk about the instruments of dominion Jesus Christ gave unto us. So we are talking about manipulation. Can we say manipulation again? And please turn in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs chapter 26 and then verse 18 to 19. We are going to do a lot of Bible reading. Proverbs chapter 26 and then verse 18 and 19. What does it say? It says, as a madman that casteth firebrands, arrows, and death, so is the man that deceived his neighbor and say, am not I in sport? Hallelujah. The Bible is comparing manipulating people to behaving like a madman. You know, a madman hasn't got any proper value for human life. So the madman is throwing firebrands. What else is he throwing? Arrows. Just imagine a picture of somebody maybe in a market circle just throwing arrows and throwing fire. and throwing death. He is mad. He is not aware really of what he is doing, but really what he is doing is that he is destroying human life. But he says that, oh, I'm just playing. Wow. You throw an arrow into the people in Market Circle and you say that, oh, it's just play. I am in sports, or I'm doing sports. It's just games. That is how serious manipulation is. In manipulation, people see life as play, as a game. That is why people start playing with human life. You are playing with human life. You play with people's destinies. Human beings, ladies and gentlemen, are not toys. I hope you know that. And we are not on this earth trying to do experiments with our lives and with the lives of other people. It is serious business we are in. This is not sports. If you read the book of Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible tells us about how serious life is. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3 to 4 tells us that there should not be some things mentioned among us. Ephesians 5, verse 3. But fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. In other words, when we gather, we must be saints. We cannot afford to look at ourselves in any other way apart from the fact that we are saints. And so it is not even befitting saints for us to talk about fornication in the church. Hallelujah. When the Bible says that don't let it once be named among you, it says that don't do it so that anybody will even talk about it. It says that, and all uncleanness, all types of uncleanness, don't let it be mentioned among us. Covetousness is talking about greed. Okay? Says that it's not good to talk to saints about uncleanness. If you read it in the Greek, the word uncleanness is the word obscenity. Obscenity. It cannot be spoken among us. Neither filthiness or foolish talking. In the Greek, the word for foolish talking is buffoonery. Playing the fool. Wow. This is serious business, oh. Filthiness, obscenity, foolish talking, not jesting, which are not convenient. In other words, the Bible is saying that life is serious business. It's not play. We are not joking. Human life, you don't joke with human life. You don't manipulate human life as if human beings are toys that you play with at your pleasure, or you play with for your pleasure. Because there are people who manipulate other people, who try to gain control over people by playing with human minds. Today they say this to achieve their own end. Tomorrow they are saying a different thing with the aim of achieving another end. And the whole thing looks contradictory. But once it is making them achieve an aim they want to score, they go ahead and then they say it. It is toying with human mind. It is manipulation. There are people who play with the emotions of other people. They don't mind. They think it is just fun. It is just a joke. heighten the emotion of people and they bring it down the next minute. All through foolish talking. Lift up the emotion of a woman and then bring it down at your own discretion. As if it's pleasure for you to see the moods go up and down, to see the people suffering, and you say that, am I not playing? Have you come across people like that? They do something, that thing hurts you so much, and they say, oh, you don't know how to play. This one is just play. He said, no, this is serious. So, oh no, you must play. Says that it's like a madman who is throwing arrows and fire burning you up. Yet, when he deceives you and you complain, say that, oh, am I not playing? Are we not playing? Don't you know how to play? God does not want his children to behave like the devil. Domination is not our part. And we must be careful that we do not toy with human beings at our disposal. There are people who toy with the destiny of other people. They don't mind. They just open their mouth and they can just say anything. God has called you to do something. Meanwhile, God has not spoken to them. They don't mind, but they want to appear as if, well, God is ministering. Now that is domination. They toy with people's destiny. Let us know, ladies and gentlemen, that the human life that we have is not for experiment. The human beings, the children that we have, our spouses, our church members, whoever looks up to us, they are not people we should toy with at all. There are sometimes that people toy with the will of other people. Give them promises that you know cannot happen. But you are so quick to make a promise. What you are doing is that you are just manipulating the person. You make a promise, you whip up some sentiment, you give some vision and some future that you know will not happen. And you are playing with the life and the world of other people. May it be far from us, ladies and gentlemen, that we take life as a game. Life is not a game. It is serious. So serious that according to Jesus, if even you say an idle word, you will be judged. I wrote against my Bible some time back that if idle words are going to be judged, then we should be careful about an idle life. Because everything matters. Life, there is calculation, there is precision, there is accuracy. Everything is important. That is why manipulation should not be part of our lives. Hallelujah. Look at the book of Exodus chapter 23 verse 8. You can write that down. But the Bible says, thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. Now, this is what the Bible says. God's command is so clear. It says that don't take any gift, because the gift will pervert the wise. Don't think that you are so much above the scripture that you can go against the scripture. It says that a gift will pervert the words of the righteous. And it is true. If you live your life taking gifts here, left, right, center, you'll be surprised how you'll be manipulated. You'll be surprised that the gift is changing your attitude, changing your outlook on life, changing how you see a sin, changing how you perceive certain things. And it is so subtle, because manipulation is man pulling some things. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's the work of man. Giving gifts. Lobbying. You know? You go and lobby. In the church, you can have people like that. They are always trying to get some favor somehow. Always speaking nice words and fair words to manipulate the leader's mind and the leader's way he looks at them and their outlook on maybe certain things that they are doing. Trying to blind them. That is why if you are a leader, branch leaders, if you are a leader, you must always be careful and look well at the people who are always praising you and saying how powerful you are and how your ministry is going forward and how nobody is like you and all that. Be careful. Don't be fooled. They are manipulative elements. They are people you should not trust them.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
They are people who will never point out a fault and who says that you are above the clouds. Fear them. Lobbying. Manipulating. Just to get some control to dominate something. They don't want anybody to get close. So they must make sure that their position is secured. And manipulation is something that goes on in the church. There is a human tendency for everybody to gain control. People like control. Every human being likes it. But it can be perverted. Bribery. In the church, does it go on bribery? Yes, it does. Bribery. To manipulate people, giving gifts that should not be given to leaders, to sisters, and all that, just to manipulate and gain some control. It's all domination, ladies and gentlemen. Even some marketing and sales techniques, they are all manipulative. You know that this thing is not that wonderful the way you are portraying it, but you want to portray it. The church does not gain authority, spiritual authority, dominion in this life, in Ghana, in our politics, in our society. You don't get it by marketing gimmicks. And how our signboard is, and how we dress, and how we do this. That is manipulating. Anybody who manipulates cuts himself from a proper unction of the Holy Spirit. So we must watch these things. Stop putting limitations on other people. Human beings are not toys. I'm saying this to those of us who are in authority, branch leaders, etc., etc. Some of us, we pride ourselves in the fact that, well, if you do not respect me, as for me, I won't give you my blessing. And you know, there are people like that. They are able to say things on the life of people God has released into the world to perform a particular purpose and agenda. They are able to say that once you don't respect me, your ministry will not go far. Hey, we should be afraid, oh, because human beings are not toys. We are going to give account for everything and the way we are handling the saints. Because the Bible says that we should be careful. that we do not the devil, we ourselves do not devour one another. You eat up people's strength. You eat up people's maybe station in life. You put a ceiling. That is how far you will go. Your finances, your marriage, your ministry, your Christian life. This is how you will be. You will just be walking around this area. You won't go far. You won't be great. We are able to tell it upon people that God has released into this world for a particular assignment. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying this to make us to understand that don't be a manipulator. Learn to leave things to God. And if God will put a ceiling, let him put the ceiling. Like the head pastor was saying some time back, if you do something to him, he will not curse you. Or put a limitation on you. He will not do it like Noah. Yes, I mean, there's a difference between Noah and him. He says that, look, if my son laughs at my nakedness, maybe I'll take it easy. Because most of the time, we control, we dominate people by the things that we say. And we should be careful about it. That is not the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are going to give account. Jesus didn't do it. In fact, he should have put a limitation on the ministry of Peter. When Peter took him aside and started to rebuke him, he should have said, you bring my keys back, and you, your ministry, you won't reach anywhere. Jesus didn't do that. He didn't take his keys back. Why are we taking the keys and wielding so much domination over people that God expects them to perform certain assignments, and you choose by your words and your greed and your covetousness to amass everything and to make sure that nobody becomes anybody? Manipulation is not the way. Look at the book of Habakkuk before I skip. Habakkuk chapter 2 and then verse 15. The Bible says something. It doesn't mean that you can just do what you want, behave anyhow, and go scot-free. God will deal with you. That's the thing. God will deal with you. We will not deal with you. Habakkuk 2 verse 15 says, woe unto him, please try and get there, woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth thy bottle to him, and maketh him drunken also. Look at the reason, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. That you will just look on the person's nakedness. So when he asks you for drink, you know that the drink is not good for him. But you give him the drink. Asks for more drink, you give him the drink. So that when he is boozed and he is walking anyhow, you will just look upon his nakedness and you will laugh. This one, I'm just talking about physically, because you don't sell alcoholic drink in your house, I know. But in a certain way, you can give to your neighbor drink. And just lead him on. We call it give him rope. Lead him on. That you will look at his stupidity in some time to come. Say, you give him rope. Give him rope. Bible says that woe unto the person who gives a drink, or who influences, dominates, controls the person, just so that you will laugh. Life is a play to the person who uses manipulation. May manipulation be very far from you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The second thing I want to talk to you about, the second instrument of domination that should not be part of your life, is witchcraft. Can we all say witchcraft? Witchcraft is talking about possessiveness. By the way, before I go on any further, may I say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that in this life you don't possess anything. You don't possess anything. Not your children, not your husband, not your wife, not even yourself. You possess nothing. You don't have any right to be so jealous that nobody touches him and nobody touches her and nobody talks to him and nobody talks to her and nobody influences them apart from you. Possessiveness is a domination tendency that every human being has. God gave us dominion, but the devil perverts it into an instrument of domination known as witchcraft. Witchcraft is a desire to be in control for your will, your ambition, and your pleasure. You like to be in control of things, of people. People who practice witchcraft can hardly allow God to have his way. Because God is not the king, they are the king. God doesn't possess everything, they possess the thing. They can say, as long as I stay here, as long as you live here. Hey, let us be careful of that kind of language. Hallelujah. Let's be very careful about it. You cannot use people for your will, your ambition, and for your pleasure. Because your will itself must die. The will of God must be supreme in your life. And your ambition really must be God's ambition. People who use witchcraft make use of people and dump them. They use them and they dump them. One of the things that God really does not like, which we tend to like, is use. We pray things like, God, use me. God doesn't want to use you. When I say use, I'm talking about the negative sense, you know. That just use your wife. No, you don't just use your wife for your pleasure. Use your husband for your pleasure. Because you want to get this and get that and get that. And dump the man half empty, half fulfilled. That is domination. That is the devil's doing. Jesus told his people that if you follow me, if you are with me, I will make you the best that you were in the world. He told Peter and his friend that if you follow me, I'm going to make you fishers of men. I'm not going to take away from you. I am going to fill you up. I am going to make you a better person. I am not going to use you and dump you. Scattered. All your dreams scattered. All your efforts scattered. Not fulfilled in life. May witchcraft be far away from us in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus said that I am going to make the best out of you. And that is what he wants to do. Whatever ambition that you have or you had in the world, when you come to Christ, he will make you the best in that ambition. Oh, yeah. In fact, in addition to all the things that he has for you, that one that you naturally wanted to do, God will have a way of making you do it in the best form. Hallelujah. Because he doesn't believe in just go and take the people, use them, and for your pleasure, leave them without any reward. That is why every time, although God owns us, he always promises reward. Read the book of Revelation. Every one of the things that Jesus speaks to the church, he says that I reward you. If you do this, I will give you a reward. Because he doesn't want to leave you empty. He doesn't want to leave you unfulfilled. He doesn't want to spoil you. He wants to fill you up. Jealousy that nobody apart from you should have access. Even God has a problem having access to things you have because of possessiveness. He has a problem having access to your spouses, your children, because of possessiveness. He said, they are mine. See, there are some languages that we use which is not really biblical, but in the human world you can use it. For example, a pastor can say that my people, they are not your people. In fact, in the world we understand what you mean when you say my people. But ladies and gentlemen, you better look at things properly if you are going to be judged for every idle word. Because really, when you say my people, you are putting something on them unawares. They are not your people, they are God's people. Mind your language. No, don't say, don't say, James says that, don't say, today, tomorrow we'll go here and buy and buy and buy. He says, look, mind your language. Say, if God wills, by the grace of God, if God gives you to me, just as a custodian, not a possessor. If you're a possessor, then you fight people, you fight everything. But if you are just a custodian, you learn to release and to let go. Let us learn to release and let go.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.